News Radio WGNS, Murfreesboro. The views and opinions on this show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of WGNS, its management, other hosts, or advertisers.
All right, and we are on. Edwin Lee Raymer is with you here at WGNS here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And I'm going to go ahead and do our introduction. Carrie Lambert is with me. Carrie, how are you doing, huh?
Hanging in there.
What have you been doing today?
Today, actually, at my son's soccer game.
Soccer game?
Yep, my son loves his soccer.
How'd they do?
They played well. They didn't win. It was 2-1, but he played well.
Okay, that's all that matters. I love that soccer commercial. I forget who the kid was or what the commercial was for. But he went out there, and he was just a kid, and it's his first match, and he's going the wrong way, and he's just kicking the ball around. And they finish up and said, "Hey, buddy, good game." He says, "I was awesome." You know, and that's all that really matters. I said, okay. You know, we get a little wrapped up in winning, you know, sometimes. You doing all right?
I'm hanging in there.
I understand we're having some library issues again.
Yeah, they never really stopped.
No,
we just had a summer
break.
They don't
stop at all. So, you know, we welcome all of you that tune in and listen in. We thank you. If I never do this, I want to thank you. Carrie, thank you for doing this tonight. Thank you.
Of course.
So much. Appreciate it. Because we do know that Sunday is a very busy day for a lot of folks, especially if you have children, spouses, and getting meals ready and all that good stuff. And Jackson's good enough to be doing the board for us, but I'll tell you what, let's kick this thing off if we could right now. Let's give Carrie the maximum yield of the time that we have. But for right now, my name is Edwin Lee Raymer, and yes, I'm still a private investigator. Welcome aboard.
This is the Edwin Lee Raymer Show with your host, Ed Raymer, on your good neighbor station, News Radio WGNS.
And that's a little rock and roll to kick you off on a Sunday night. This is Edwin Lee Raymer Show, and I am your host, Ed Raymer. This show is produced at the studios at WGNS AM 1450, 100.5, 101.9 FM. Right here in the heart of the great Volunteer State, Murfreesboro, Tennessee. You can reach us tonight with your questions, comments, or ideas at 615-893-1450. That's 615-893-1450. And you can also text me a message on my private phone. I've got it right here in front of me, 615-390-7219. If any of you all, a lot of people say, how can I get hold of you? You can Google me. I don't make a issue out of my number being, it's my own private number. Everybody knows, you know, where I am and what I do. So now, you can text that in if those of you don't want to be heard live on the air. And we certainly understand there are some of you a little too shy, and that's all right. Now we're off, of course, on Facebook Live. Of course, we're on the good old fashioned radio, 1450 AM, FM 100.5, 101.9. And you can catch us right now, me and Carrie, on YouTube at WGNS Radio, News Radio WGNS. I'll get that right one of these days. I've got to do a new sheet. I've had this thing up here for 11 years. News Radio WGNS. And then if you want to look at all of our past broadcasts, they're there. Go in and just put Edwin Lee Raymer, our Ed Raymer Show. It will come up on YouTube, okay? We're on there just like Elvis. Now, and of course, I said you can watch it on Facebook Live. And also, you can download the WGNS app. Take WGNS with you wherever you go and listen whenever you wish. And by the way, Angela Bingham, and she is still here. They're in a meeting outside here. But her show, Simplicity, she is on Sunday night at 6 o'clock and doing just a great job. She came in here even after I did and took over a certain show that was having its problems, and she has taken it and is running with it. So she's doing just a fantastic job. And give her a listen at 6 o'clock, okay? I'm not jealous. Do that. And, like I said, get the app. You can take WGNS with you to listen whenever you need to. Wherever you go, whenever you wish. Now, Carrie, let's get to the meat of the matter about why you're here tonight. What's going on? Tell me.
Well, we have two meetings coming up this week on Tuesday and Thursday, August 20th and 22nd, both at 5:30 p.m. The one on Tuesday is a board work session where they will be discussing seven books that have been challenged to have removed from our public schools.
Who challenged them? Some parent or?
I'm not 100% sure. I've not seen the requests myself. I do not know if they were parents, board members.
Now, this will be the Rutherford County School Board?
Yes, Rutherford County School Board.
Which is all Republican now after our latest election.
I believe so.
They are.
Okay, yeah, well, I don't know that.
No,
I'm
they
sorry.
Are. Yeah, they're all Republican. Yeah.
Yeah, so we're asking people if you can come out this week on Tuesday and Thursday. Thursday is when they will actually be voting on the books. They have until September 19th for the final vote, but the work session is where they will most likely be doing most of the discussion on why these books should be banned. So if people can show up, we're asking them to wear purple. This is not an issue for Democrats or Republicans.
True, I mentioned that, but you're right. It is it's
for everyone. Issue for everyone. Yeah. So we have chosen purple as our color because you put red and blue together and you get purple.
Right.
So we're asking anyone who cares about their freedom, their children's rights, the Constitution, or you just love books, please show up at the meetings wearing purple.
Okay. Now, we've been over this before, and folks, I want to say something. Carrie and I have been talking for about 20 minutes outside before we came in here. Now, listen, I want to say this to you. We know, Carrie and I both do, our spouses know, her husband Frank, wonderful fellow, who's a professor at MTSU.
Yeah, he's a professor of library information science
at MTSU. We know you're tired.
Understatement of the century.
Yeah. We know you're tired, but listen, we have got to keep forging ahead. Okay, now, the polls are taking a positive turn in our national election for Ms. Harris, Vice President Harris. That's great, but I do believe, and I've come to believe over, especially the last two or three years, our politics is local, and what Carrie's talking to you about right here is local right here. And sooner or later, they're going to get sued, and sooner or later, all this will be over. Hopefully.
Well,
hopefully.
If Rutherford County doesn't get sued directly, the state is going to be sued over the Age Appropriate Materials Act and the revisions that came through in this past session and went into effect July 1st.
Right.
Because we have a state law that directly contradicts the Constitution. Basically, in Tennessee, we're saying students don't have any rights. There is no First Amendment here that we have to respect. We can define words that the Supreme Court has spent decades trying to define so as not to take people's rights away.
True.
But these people feel, well, no, it's what I think it is.
That's not true.
It's not true. And we also have a supremacy clause in this country that says if your local law or state law contradicts federal law or the Constitution, you don't have to follow those state or local laws because they're void, they're invalid. So if our school board is going to say we have to remove these books because of the Age Appropriate Materials Act, they don't. I know that in conversations they've had, or at least I've heard about conversations where people have told me, like, well, I've spoken to a board member and they agree that, you know, they love these books. They don't know what to do, though. Their hands are tied. It's like, no, they're not.
No, they're
actually
not tied at all.
If they say I have to follow the state law, they are literally breaking the law
by banning books. They're making you believe something is not so.
Yes.
Yeah.
It is very frustrating I am not a lawyer.
Oh, okay.
But if you actually read the laws, and words matter within the law, it's not what you think a word means. It's what the actual definition. And that's where we run into a lot of problems as well. They're saying, well, this is patently offensive, or it appeals to the purient interest. And they have no idea what those words mean.
No, they don't.
They only hear the word purient in relation to the Supreme Court case, which gave us the Miller test. This is all about obscenity. So in their minds, well, obscene, I can't define it, but I know it when I see it. And purient means anything that I think is obscene. And that's actually not what purient interest means. Purient interest means that it both physically, sexually excites you and makes you want to vomit because it is so repulsive at the exact same moment. Mm-hmm. That's what prurient interest is. It's not sex. Sex in it of itself is not obscene. It does not apply to the prurient interest. And people don't seem to understand what words mean. And that's where it gets really frustrating.
I mentioned this out we're sitting out there talking. Is sex education even taught anymore?
Not effectively. It is abstinence only.
I mean, it looks like they've said, yeah, we're going to teach it, but put handcuffs on the teachers that would be,
part of the problem.
Asked to teach this.
I didn't bring my other speech with me. I could have answered that. I'm so sorry. I don't have the numbers in front of me. I was asked to speak at the Freedom to be Heard event in Nashville for different state reps and, right. Big event. And I brought in the data because part of the state law says materials, they want to restrict access to this information because it's harmful to children. And my husband and I both keep saying, please show me the harm, because we have statistics that show the STD rate among teenagers in Rutherford County is, we're like in the top 10 counties because it is so incredibly high.
Right.
And the state has actually said that we need to start following these guidelines where we have sex education, because that's the only way to bring these numbers down.
We need to start following.
The STD rates amongst teenagers here, again, I don't have the numbers in front of me, but they are sky high. In the last, it was either 2 or 4 years, again, I didn't bring all the sex ed stuff with me. In the last 2 to 4 years, just outside of Memphis, the STD rate of HIV and syphilis amongst 15 to 19-year-olds has raised 150%. Now, I am not...
In the last what period of time?
It was 2 to 4 years. It was basically since they started restricting access to information, which includes comprehensive sex education materials, the STD rate amongst teenagers 15 to 19 has increased 150%. The numbers are skyrocketing. So restricting access to information is actually causing harm, actual real measurable harm that is harming children, physically harming them. That's happening because we're restricting access to information. And yet,
basic information.
But they are saying we have to ban these, or we have to restrict access to this information because it's harmful to minors because it talks about sex.
Okay. And let me say this too. You would think I wouldn't have to say this, but it's such a crazy environment. We are not talking about Playboy magazine or traditional dirty magazines, men's magazines, and
you
all that.
You will not find anything like that in any of our libraries. Librarians don't pick that stuff.
Unfortunately, I could name them all, but I won't. that's the conversation we'll have later. But. You know, and by the way, I think most men could, just be honest about it, okay? So I'm being truthful with you. But anyway.
I don't judge people.
No. Well, maybe you should. And especially this host you've got here, and that's okay. But we're not talking about that. Folks, they pulled off, and correct me if I'm wrong, Carrie, they pulled off a copy of To Kill a Mockingbird.
Not here. No, but it is.
But it's being done across the nation in certain cities, certain counties.
So many books.
It's ridiculous.
There's basically one group has made a decision on what books they don't like, and they've created a list, and then they tell people, hey, go to this list, and then ask your school if any of the books on this list are in your library. And that's what people are doing. They're going through this book. They will just hand them in 10 at a time and say, here, take these 10 books off the shelf.
10 at a time, yeah.
They're just looking at a list, I question if they've read the books.
Or maybe with his thumb through and look at some pictures or whatever.
They go to a specific spot, which is actually what makes what they're doing illegal, because you have to take the work as a whole and say that this work has no purpose other than to repulse and sexually excite someone at the same time. That is what it needs to be. So you can't go and say, well, this word is on, page 20, or there's this one small sex scene or something, because you have to look at the greater good of the work. And I find it's very easy to explain it to people, like, do you think the Bible is obscene? Most people do not believe the Bible is obscene. And
there's some pretty wrecked stories in the Bible.
Well, my point is that there are
killings and everything else. I'm sorry.
Well, I mean, there's also where, you know, 14-year-old gets her father drunk so she can rape him and carry his child and encourage his sister. And I mean, there's all sorts of stuff in there, and I'm not judging that. But what I'm saying is most people will look at the Bible and say, yeah, there's some parts in there that, you know, there's some violence, there's some sex, there's some inappropriate stuff. But as a whole, overall, I believe there are messages that we should be reading, and they're okay with that. And they have no problem with their children reading that. And I'm trying to explain to people, like, all right, maybe you don't like this book and what's in this book, but it has a purpose. There are people out there, there are children out there who need this book to see this perspective, to see that they're not alone going through this. It's really frustrating that people can't seem to grasp the concept that there can be a part of a material that you don't like or don't agree with.
Sure.
But that the overall purpose of it, we have to keep it. We have to allow access to it.
Right.
And, yeah, I get very frustrated.
Know, it is, you know, I don't know how long you and I are going to have these conversations. And, folks, let me say this to you. What we're talking about here, I understand. It's not sexy. It's not, you know, no one's having an affair or anything, you know. None of our politics, that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about your children's right to pick up a book and somebody like me to go in and say, you know, I don't think that's appropriate. Well, that's Ed's opinion, you know. Carrie Lambert's here with us. We're going to go to our first series of breaks. Stay with us. We're talking about libraries, and they're banning books, or they're wanting to ban books again here in Rutherford County. On this Rutherford County School Board. So stay with us, folks. We got a little more than 45 minutes, about 45 minutes to go. And like I said, Carrie Lambert's with us. Back with you right after this. Hello, everyone. It's Ed with Private Investigations in Middle Tennessee. You know, if you just need someone checked out on a background check, tag them a run, or if you need someone full-fledged follow, give us a call. You can reach me at 615-390-7219. That's 615-390-7219. Or check out our website at piofmt.com. That's piofmt.com.
I felt so alone, scared, angry, full of self-pity. I just wanted to die, so I took another drink. Then I heard about AA and went to my first meeting. The people there talked about those same feelings. I was no longer alone. They gave me help to stop drinking and hope to start living. Alcoholics Anonymous, it works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
Hey, this is Ed, everybody. Want to tell you about a sponsor of ours. We've got Complete Yard Care. Their slogan is, we do it all. Low maintenance landscape design, retaining walls, tree removal, stump grinding, lawns cut, mulching, landscaping. Now you can reach them at 615-785-0384. Or you can look them up on the web at CompleteYardCareTN.com. They have a 5-star ranking on Google. That's Complete Yard Care. We do it all.
Go to J. Mullins Jewelers and check out their collection of reactor watches. They're located at 352 West Muffet Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And also, custom-made jewelry if you want it, they can make it for you. Also, gifts for any and all occasions. Weddings, graduations, family reunions, anniversaries, all of it. That's J. Mullins Jewelers, 352 West Muffet Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And we are back with Carrie Lambert. We're talking about books and libraries. Carrie, now, what we're talking about here is limited to our schools here in Rutherford County, Murfreesboro City Schools as well, or just county?
Not at the moment. I honestly am not sure what's going on with Murfreesboro City Schools at the moment. What we're aware of what's going on with the meetings this week is for the Rutherford County school system. It could happen at Murfreesboro City Schools. It could happen at every school district in the state because it's based on a state law. However, I'd also like to note that other districts are not implementing these new procedures and removing books. They're actually voting to keep these books in and codify their procedures so that they aren't restricting access to information because they know this law, they're just going to get sued over it. So they want there are a few counties that are waiting and watching to see what happens in Rutherford County. Do they get sued? Do they win? Do they lose before they start implementing?
They're going to let us be the guinea pig.
Yes.
Sure. Okay.
Because it's our taxpayer dollars that are going to be wasted with these lawsuits.
Ladies and gentlemen, there are many of you that are listening, I know, and you're out there, and I'm telling you, get on board with what this lady's telling you. Now, your meetings are when? Tuesday and Thursday?
Yeah, Tuesday, okay. August 20th, and Thursday, August 22nd.
Okay.
5:30 p.m. The address is 2240 South Park Drive in Murfreesboro, and we ask people to wear purple.
And if you want to speak, you have to get there preferably, or can you call in ahead of time?
You have to fill in a form ahead of time. I'm already signed up to speak on Thursday at the meeting where they vote. If you go to their website, you can find the board meetings, and then it says public comment. There's a form there. You fill out the form. You send in proof of residency and ID. And I believe their cutoff is noon the day of the meeting. However, slots can fill up before that. So I encourage people to come out. Tell them what you think. This is your money that is being wasted. These are your children that are being restricted. Like AP classes. There are AP classes where the required reading are books that they don't want to have in our school.
Yeah, and the key words, just two words there, being wasted.
Yes.
Time being wasted. Money being wasted.
Our money.
Our money.
Being wasted.
Being wasted.
Yes, because it's not
because
their money.
Because in the end, it should not hold muster. It should not.
No, it will not hold muster. I am very confident in this, that the way the state law is written is so blatantly, it is basically giving a finger to the Constitution.
Nothing else new around here.
In one of the bills that we actually managed to stop in this past year, which was even worse than the stuff we're dealing with now, so that at least we don't have to worry about. He stood up and said, and we have on video if anyone wants to see it, he stood up and said, well, persons 18 and younger do not have constitutionally guaranteed rights.
Okay, but if you're 18, you have a right to go to service and be killed in
well, the
war.
Supreme Court has upheld numerous times that you have First Amendment rights from the moment you're born.
Right.
That is such a just bold lie.
Right.
Like, the cases go to the Supreme Court, and they're like, no, they have the same First Amendment rights as adults. Period. End of story. We're talking about the law. People, you know, they say they're patriots and they love this country and they love America.
Yeah,
let's stand up for the Constitution. It shouldn't. I don't believe in political identities. I know a lot of people here do. That's fine if that's what you want to do. I believe in the Constitution. I believe in the rule of law.
Sure.
I believe it is black and white. It tells you what you can and cannot do. Let's not do those things.
And then, of course, in the end, we still have the good old Bill of Rights.
Yeah.
You know? And it seems like it would be so simple, you know, to understand, but...
But some people seem to not like people having rights.
They want to bend it to fit their agenda, so to speak.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, their own personal...
Well, I don't know if it's personal. It's a certain community that feel this way. And you know what? If you don't want your kids reading this book, I support you 100%.
That's fine.
You send in an opt-out form and you say, I am sorry, I do not want my child reading Shakespeare because it's patently offensive, applies to the Puritan interest, it's too violent, it's too sexy.
Yeah.
I don't want my kid reading Shakespeare.
Okay.
And then your kid doesn't read Shakespeare. But you should not get to tell me that my kid can't read Shakespeare.
Right.
And I'm using Shakespeare as an example because if they were to follow the letter of the state law, the way it is written now, Shakespeare would have to be banned from our schools. I'm not joking, though. I wish I was joking, but I'm not.
Yeah, it's I know you're telling the truth. I just... I'm you leave me speechless. You really do. But now many other counties are not going down this slippery slope just yet. Well, it shouldn't be a slippery slope. They're not going to go.
No.
As you said, we're the guinea pig. We're going to
pretty much. I mean, there might be another. I've read stuff about other counties trying, but then they walked it back and they said, no, we're not doing that.
Right.
I believe it was Wilson County. I could be wrong. I apologize, Wilson County, if it was you. But there was a news story that came out that they had to close their libraries because all the books in there don't meet this law. You know, they can't let kids access anything. That didn't actually happen. But it is true, the statement that if you were to follow the letter of this law, you couldn't have any books for your kids. I mean, part of the issue, people say it is offensive with a book. It's a children's book. I'm trying to remember the one with the penguins.
Right. Okay.
I don't remember the exact specifics if it was two female penguins or two male penguins or whatever.
Right.
But, you know, somebody's losing their mind. Like, yeah, but it's a relationship and a kid. Therefore, it implies sex. Well, that's fine. But then you have to get rid of every book in the library that references a mother and father.
Well, but here,
where did their kids come from?
Here's something. I mean, okay. First of all, there was a school board that tried this in South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
Scott Pelley with CBS News went down there. They did a story. Did you see this on
YouTube? Yeah, on the 60 Minutes.
On 60 Minutes.
Yep.
Did you see this?
Yep.
And I think, now I may have my numbers wrong. You correct me if I'm wrong, if not, but we're in the gist of the story. They had pulled like 42 books.
I don't remember the exact number.
It was,
but
I think,
42. It was in the ballpark, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. They put together a panel of people that just at random. People that were part of, that had gone to some of the meetings, and put them in groups of four and gave each of them a book or two.
Okay, I know where you're going with this.
Yeah.
Yes, the parent committees.
Yeah.
And that's what they tried to do last
year. And
these
people, some were Democrats, some were Republicans, some were independents, you know.
The problem is our school board officials that have been on the board for the last year, and maybe not all of them, they don't like the committee. So what they're doing is, some books, if it's challenged by a parent, will go through these committees that they created last year, where they have to read the entire book in its whole, give their feedback about whether it's appropriate for this age group and whatnot. But certain board members decided that, well, that's fine for books that are just challenged, but the books I want removed are actually illegal to have because there was some nudity in it. And they just pulled the books without going through committee. There was an investigative report that came out last fall. They interviewed Dr. Sullivan, who we love. We love you, Dr. Sullivan.
Right.
And Caleb Tidwell, and they interviewed us, and they're just pulling books behind the scenes, not going through the proper channels. They're just saying, oh, according to state law, this book's illegal and you have to remove it immediately.
Right.
No Miller test, no review committee. There should be review committees this year again, but I question if the review committees are actually going to happen, and then I question if the school board is going to even listen to the recommendations, because basically with the new policy that Rutherford County Schools is putting through, they have given board members all the power.
Right.
There should be a committee that includes like a principal, media specialist, parents that read the books in that, but the board members get final say about any books that are removed or retained. So they're making themselves judge, jury, and executioner doing.
But on what they did in South Carolina, in the end, I think of all these parents that came together, men and women, of both parties, no party whatsoever. Some people may not have even voted, whatever. They found out of 42 books, I think it was, and again, we'll talk about the number later, but they had like one or two books that they had all said, that may be a bit risque, okay?
Because most people understand that
books are good.
I
can see that. There may, there's some material that slips through the cracks. I understand.
Absolutely.
That, and foul language and things of that nature. I understand that. I understand. But of all the hoopla, you know, and I might say a very red state too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And they had to, their board chairman was, said we were wrong. Basically is what he was saying.
That's awesome that someone can acknowledge when they've made a mistake
did.
And correct it. And I hope that there are certain people listening right now that realize that maybe it's a mistake to take away the rights of our children. They'll realize it's a mistake and they'll apologize and stop trying to take away our children's rights. Because this is so ridiculous.
Yeah, ridiculous is a good word. We have a caller on the line right now. Jackson, would you put him on, please? Hello, caller.
Mr. Ram, how you doing?
Hey, is this Jeff?
Yeah, you know, I just want to say two things. I know this is not to do with the school board, but Mayor Carr is wanting to put different libraries in different parts of town. You know, as far as he's wanting to move the, it's been a while back, put where the county offices are now, put where the Lime Ball Library is.
Right.
Different libraries around town, different branches. You know, man, we have to go to one big one, just different branches around town. But sound like something like we don't need no more libraries. We're going to ban all the books.
Well, what they're doing is they're...
I'll say this. Carrie, have you ever read the book Fahrenheit 451?
You know, it's one of the very few sci-fi I have not, but I'm aware of what the book is about, and yeah.
They made a movie. Have you seen? You ain't seen the movie, I know, right?
No, I tend to read books over watching movies. I'm sorry.
Well, let me tell you what happened. I told Emily this before. At the end of that movie, you watch the whole movie, you might as well just fast forward the end. At the end of that movie, people's going around, and they burned all the books. They're going around reciting the books. They ain't got no books.
Yep.
They going around once upon a time, da 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 da, or in the beginning, God created, da da da. They banned every book out there. They going around reciting the books. There's no books around.
Yeah, and about the libraries here.
All these people walking around reciting like these famous book reciting never word from them because they're not, they can't read them.
Yeah, that's old school. You pass down the traditions with stories. Yeah, regarding the libraries here, they're trying to break up the system.
Not just a story, the whole book of it, because there's no books left. So
yep.
that's what these people want. They don't want to have libraries or books or anything. Like you talk about the Bible. See, you try to ban that. We can't have that. And see, they've already made that the State Book of Tennessee. You know that, right?
I knew they wanted to. I didn't know if they had or not.
Jeff, I don't think they have yet.
They have done it. It's the State Book of Tennessee. Just like we had another state song, Amazing Grace. We got 30 of them. We got 31 now.
Well, let me ask y'all something. Can we name a state radio host of the official state radio host?
Radio,
I'd like that.
Right, right, so
would you put my name in there,
Jeff? 21st century host of the year. 21st century.
Jeff.
Tennessee State Radio. Tennessee State Radio. WELR, Edward Lee Raymer.
Thank you.
ELR 24/7, 365, Edward Lee Raymer. On all the time.
You're going to get me in trouble now. Thank you, Jeff.
Put him on constant loop. Just keep constant looping him. 24 hours a day. Just listen to him, and you'll be like him rock stars. They'll get all messed up, and then you just know that stuff. Said what you do.
No, I'll tell you. At the end of an hour, I listen to myself through these headphones, and that a little bit of me goes a long way. So I recognize that. Okay, Jeff.
You have a great weekend. Like you say, that's what these people don't want anymore. Library. We just get rid of all the books. No library. So. What they want. So,
thank you, Jeff.
Good week, guys.
Take care. Jeff Neal. Thank you, Jeff. We appreciate you. Yeah, I'd like to be the voice of the great state of Tennessee. What an ego, man. You know, I mean, well, everybody else, you know, I just will get in line. But the South Carolina thing was a classic example to me, mm-hmm. personally. That we went through all this hoopla and all the, oh, it's evil, and it reminded me of the Salem witch, the witch thing, you know, it's crazy. We went through all that.
Just remember, they didn't burn witches, they burned women.
Well, it's true.
It is. There are no witches. They burned women because they weren't staying in their place or whatever.
I know. Yeah, boy, the good old days. Yeah. I'd love to go back to 1955. You know, let's see. Is Arizona's coming back to the 1860 rule on the abortion thing? You know, we're coming right along there.
Yeah, I can't get involved in all of it. There's going
it's
on.
It's too much.
I'm focused on books right now because.
Yeah, I know, because they
were
on
the front
floor.
Line of democracy. The very first thing they do is they try to dumb down the population so they're easier to control.
Exactly.
You can't. Let them restrict access to information. That's the step one in the playbook of taking over a country. I mean, you don't... I get
wasn't
frustrated.
Wasn't that the movie 1984 that was written? Wasn't that what that was about?
Well, sort of. That's Big Brother, and yes. You know, the doublespeak, whatever, which we are actually witnessing right now. That's when you, for example, in the law, when they say, you know, you have to remove material with nudity because it is harmful to minors, when it actually means it protects children, that you use the opposite of what it means so that it sounds good. Because everybody, of course, we don't want things that are harmful to our children. We want to protect our children. What I'm saying is look at the data, and the way you're trying to protect children is causing actual harm. So, but they use words so that, well, you can't be against this. Like the Murfreesboro Decency Ordinance.
Right.
Who wants people being indecent? You know, oh, that sounds good. It sounds pleasant enough until you read what the law actually restricts. And, you know, we got an issue. So we are watching aspects of 1984 play out. We are in the early stages of The Handmaid's Tale.
Yeah. I know.
There are a lot of things going on that, I mean, you sound crazy when you say it, but okay, tell one person.
It is just about right down the line.
I dare someone to give me any example of when, any time throughout history, a society became better when they restricted access to information.
I know, that's a good point.
Like, never in the history of the world have the people who are banning books or restricting access to information, never once in the history of the world have they been the good guys.
Well, here's the thing too, Carrie. Here's what gets me of all this they're doing. Have these people not heard of this thing called the internet?
I know, and every kid's got it in their phone.
It's in their phone.
But then they're doing it alone with their friends who also know as little as they do. Why on earth would you want a teacher or a librarian who actually understands the material going through it with your child and explaining it in a way they can understand and they can talk about issues? No, we can't have that. You got to go read it in silent or in secret and be very quiet and just talk to your friends. I mean, that's the same way teenage girls get pregnant, because they think if they jump up and down after sex or stand on their head or do something stupid, they're not going to get pregnant. They learn that from their friends. Yeah. Don't we want educated people discussing the issues in these books and discussing comprehensive sex education? Don't we want those people guiding our children so our children understand how things work?
Well, and I'm going to get adult here for just a minute, and I'm sincere about this. I mean, you touched on this. You know, at a time, and especially high school level, when those hormones are really bouncing around, okay?
Yeah, puberty happens before age 18.
Yeah. It really does, and did in my case. And, I mean, where is the logic? Where is the common sense? I'm wondering, what is the IQ?
You asked common sense. There is none.
What is the IQ of these people? I'd like to know what their IQ is that have these crazy ideas.
I don't know. I just don't understand how you can be 17 and 364 days. You're 364 days old.
Yeah.
And that book mentions a relationship
and
or something.
And the next day when you're 18.
But you go to bed that night and you wake up in the morning and all of a sudden you're magically mature and you understand everything you couldn't understand the day before.
I don't understand that.
The way adults understand things is they are guided and taught throughout their childhood. I said throughout their childhood.
Right.
Not the day they turn 18.
Exactly right.
It's the same way with cooking. Your child isn't going to learn to cook unless you bring them in the kitchen. You show them, this is the safe way to prepare this. This is how you chop an onion. This is how you...
Yeah, you're not going to be a Wolfgang Puck with your first dish. Yeah.
No, and people, when I was teaching my children to cook, I remember some people saying, like, your daughter's 7 and she's cooking a whole meal by herself. They're
you
knives.
You actually let her use a knife?
That I actually got that, use a knife, use a stovetop or an oven. And it's like, well, she's supervised and she's been practicing for years. Like, she can handle it because we've taken the time to teach her. And we seem to have taken out the teaching aspect of school, and we're just all about these, you got to score this on this test.
Yeah, the test.
Teachers aren't supposed to be there to teach your kid to take a test. Your teachers are supposed to be there. Librarians are supposed to be there to, okay, you want to learn about this? Here's this book you can read about this. You can come to me with questions. And they guide you and teach you so that you actually learn things.
Well, you know, and I've spoken with, and let me say this. People came here because of Rutherford County Schools. So many people moved. I'm talking about the influx of people. They loved the school system. It's a good school system, okay? That's why they came here. It's been the massive growth we've had, okay? I've got teachers that I've spoken with. They will not come on this broadcast.
Oh, heck no. Teachers are not allowed to talk. Librarians aren't allowed to talk.
Right.
They're all being threatened with losing their jobs or going to jail.
Sure. Yeah.
It's secrecy.
It is totally ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. There's not much freedom, is there?
They're even silencing our teachers, because I would venture to say most of the teachers that I know feel like me and you do.
I would have to assume, because they can't talk about it.
And leave us alone and let us teach.
Oh, that would be the dream, wouldn't it? Let teachers teach. Yeah.
And, and that would be wonderful if they do that.
I hear these stories. I've heard from people directly, indirectly, in that the horror stories of what's going on between our schools and our libraries.
Yeah.
And how much freedom do these people have if they can't be in the same place as certain other people, if they can't talk about their jobs, if they can't talk about their spouse at home when they're at work, because, if they're a female and they have a female spouse, then, they could lose their job. Like,
yeah.
How much freedom do we really have if you can't speak freely?
I don't know.
That's why the First Amendment.
And it is
the first.
Yeah.
It is not the second, the third, the fourth, the fifth. It is the First Amendment. Freedom of speech is, that's what this country was founded on.
That's what it's founded on, yeah.
It's liberty and justice for all.
Yeah,
we're all supposed to have freedom.
It's not on guns, guts, and glory and all that. You know, that comes later in the book. This is in the book. what a comparison. But it's that First Amendment.
It is.
And that's what it was. Freedom of speech.
Yes.
And a free press.
Absolutely.
To ask questions of our elected leaders.
Absolutely. To hold people accountable.
Well, you're just being disrespectful. Okay, you can interpret it any way you want.
It's called checks and balances.
Why you're wanting to take people's tax money and waste it.
Because it's not their money.
Yeah. And if Jackson will come in here, we're going to go to our last series of breaks, if you would, Jackson, when you get a minute.
Well, if he's not here yet, I'm going to steal it real quick before I forget to say this.
Please.
I want to invite everyone here to MTSU on September 23rd, 10:30 a.m. We are going to have a presentation by the foremost expert on the First Amendment, Nadine Straussman. She was head of the ACLU for years and years and years. She was she's a professor emeritus at NYU Law School. She's involved with FIRE. And she wanted to come here. She thinks the people here in Rutherford County, Murfreesboro, need to learn a little more about what the First Amendment is, what people's rights are, what you can and can't do. So she has decided to come here to visit us, and there will be a presentation at MTSU, 10:30 a.m.
Very good.
Monday, September 23rd. So spread the word. We'd love to have lots of you there. You can ask questions. She loves doing Q&A talkback. She's not just a lecturer. So you can bring questions. You can submit those so that she can be asked.
I would love to have her here on this broadcast. And I'm going to tell you, that lady knows where it's at. I mean, you can learn a lot from her. Nadine Straussman is going to be at MTSU the 22nd, you said?
23rd,
I'm sorry.
Monday, 23rd, 10:30 a.m.
Right. And Carrie will be back with us here in just a minute. Ed Raymer here with you. Jackson's on the board. We're going to our last series of breaks. Stay with us. Hello, everyone. It's Ed with Private Investigations in Middle Tennessee. You know, if you just need someone checked out on a background check, tag them a run, or if you need someone full-fledged follow, give us a call. You can reach me at 615-390-7219. That's 615-390-7219. Or check out our website at piofmt.com. That's piofmt.com.
I felt so alone, scared, angry, full of self-pity. I just wanted to die, so I took another drink. Then I heard about AA and went to my first meeting. The people there talked about those same feelings. I was no longer alone. They gave me help to stop drinking and hope to start living. Alcoholics Anonymous, it works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
Hey, this is Ed, everybody. Want to tell you about a sponsor of ours. We've got Complete Yard Care. Their slogan is, we do it all. Low maintenance landscape design, retaining walls, tree removal, stump grinding, lawns cut, mulching, landscaping. Now you can reach them at 615-785-0384. Or you can look them up on the web at CompleteYardCareTN.com. They have a 5-star ranking on Google. That's Complete Yard Care. We do it all.
Go to J. Mullins Jewelers and check out their collection of reactor watches. They're located at 352 West Murphy Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And also, custom-made jewelry if you want it, they can make it for you. Also, gifts for any and all occasions. Weddings, graduations, family reunions, anniversaries, all of it. That's J. Mullins Jewelers, 352 West Murphy Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And we are back, and Carrie has been good enough to come up and be with us, and we're talking about Rutherford County. I want to mention something before I go on. Yesterday there was a memorial service for one of the finest people I've had the opportunity to meet. I had not known this fellow that long, Nathan Sharp. Nathan passed away a little over a week ago, about 10 days ago. And he was with his family in Michigan when he passed. He had been here for several years, former Marine. And I just wanted to pay tribute to him in some way. This young man, this fella, well, he wouldn't have called himself a young man. Funny, unbelievable sense of humor. He was a former United States Marine. You would have never known it. He didn't ever go around, you know. This old world without us fighting it and blood and guts and all that. You'd never known he'd ever fired a weapon in his life, you know, your former United States Marine. And one of the truest, finest, kindest people would have done, did good things for people, makes the world better. And he will be sorely missed by many of us. Nathan Sharp. Hated to hear that news. And, you know, his memorial was Saturday. I'm sorry, it was Saturday, I believe.
That was yesterday.
Yeah, okay. This is, thank you, Carrie. And see, I have to have someone come with me and tell me what day of the, day of the week it is. But Nathan was one of the good guys, and we could certainly use more like him in this good old world. Carrie, where do we go from here?
Everybody just needs to start paying attention. You need to pay attention to local elections. And no matter who's voted in November, who takes the Oval Office
right.
in January, they're not going to do anything about what's going on here in
locally.
Rutherford County, at our schools, in our libraries. The people that are going to be doing that, these are local politicians. We need to pay attention to our city council, our county council, our school board, our library board. These are the people that make decisions that will change your life or impact your life or influence your life. These are the people that we have to pay attention to. In our election, August 1st, beginning of August, 10.4% voter
10.4.
Turnout. And where this really hurts my heart is people are like, well, you know, it doesn't matter if I vote or not, because everybody here is Republican. It's so red. My vote's not going to matter. It's like, well, okay, let's say that Republicans get 70% of the vote. I'm just making numbers up here. But let's say 75%, whatever. They get 75% of the vote. That's only 7.5% of the population. So all you need to do is get 8% of the population to vote against the people that are taking away your rights. And we have a better government.
And we have
so every
those people
vote
here.
Every vote counts so much, and I don't understand how people can just be like,
Carrie,
well, it doesn't matter.
Brian Barrett and I sit up there every time there's an election at election headquarters here, where Alan Farley is, where he runs the administrator of, you know, of elections, and we look at that final number when the final totals come out. It's been as low as like 8 or 9%, you know.
I think we need to follow Australia's lead.
Yeah, and just look at it. We just look at each other. You know, what are we going to have to do to get people to go vote?
We need to be like Australia, where it is illegal to not vote. Every citizen in Australia is required by law to vote. They make it a celebration day. There are vendors and food trucks and that.
Oh, I've felt for years that it should be it should be a holiday, so to speak.
Everybody should be voting. And I'm not telling anyone how to vote. I want to be very clear on that.
I understand.
I am saying that everybody needs to vote.
Yeah, I don't care.
Every single
vote.
Person.
Just go vote. Right.
Yeah,
go
you vote.
And that's when the true majority, you know, you got 100% of people voting, and, you know, 55% of them voted this way, and then the other 45 voted this way. Okay, hey, you know, want it fair and square. I can't say anything. That's it, you know.
Yeah.
But I'll guarantee you, you go out here, and I've already had a, well, how'd you feel about this election? Well, I didn't go vote. I should have. And people that would vote, you know, like me and you would vote, well, you know, I've just sort of got uninvolved. Well, you better get your backside involved in it.
I know, when people say they don't care about politics, it's like, it's literally how you live your life.
You better care about it, because it's so easy to do. Look on YouTube. You can watch all these meetings.
Mm-hmm.
And you can watch them over and over again, as I have done on some of with the school board especially, because some of this stuff is truly unbelievable. Like this young lady is trying to tell you. I'm telling you. I mean, folks, stand up. Be counted. You know, you do have a voice. You do have a vote. And, you know,
I'd say the majority of people are against restricting access to information. Just unfortunately, not enough people vote.
Our problem, Carrie, is we have always had access to it, and we don't know what it would be like without it.
Well, we're learning awfully fast as our rights are being stripped away.
I know, because this is why I said the people of Ukraine, this is why they are fighting so hard. I'm telling you, they are right now, in my view, a classic example. Let me tell you something. Those kids over there fighting the Russians, they've got a grandparent or a parent that says, hey, you know, because Ukraine has not been a country but around 30 years,
mm-hmm.
Okay? Their parents, their grandparents are pulling them aside and say, you know what? You better fight with everything you got, because I lived under that type of government most of my life.
Mm-hmm.
And this way here, democracy is one whole heck of a lot better.
Heck yeah.
I'm telling you. And we have not, we've got people, you know, for 250 years, we've never known. Well, yeah, we got freedom here. We do what we want to do. We vote how we want.
I would argue that you don't have as much freedom here as people like to say they do.
Well, I think you got a point. Point taken.
Especially if you're not a straight white Christian man. They do seem to have the most freedom. But as soon as you are a woman or a minority or anything else, I mean, they're taking away a woman's right to control her own body. Or say they've taken away a woman's right
they've
to control
taken
her own
that
body.
Way,
they
the
are
part.
Taking away our children's right, their First Amendment rights. And I'm saying they in general, because I don't know who specifically. I don't want to point a finger at one particular person, whether it's local, national,
understood.
Whatever.
Yeah.
And I'm not. I want to be very clear. I am not saying all Republicans do this. I'm very clear on that. When I am saying they, I am referring to the very small but vocal minority who are making these decisions.
Sure. And they're small. They're, you know, in the scope of things, in the population of Rutherford County, they wouldn't fill a thimble.
No.
But these are the people that have been voted in and say, well, hey, you know, I think we're going to do this because we can pull it up. But just because, well, you know, I've always come through it. Just because it's legal, don't make it right.
Oh, yeah.
I do not want to know. It's, you know, I agree with Tim Walz that's running with Vice President Harris. Mind your own business.
You left a word out there, my favorite word. Sorry, but that is a good quote, because that's very much how I feel.
Mind your own business. This is a Democrat talking, you know. Mind your own business, people.
Yeah.
What you and
live
Frank and how
and
you
let
raise
live.
Your children, you and your husband, Frank, that is none of my concern.
Mm-hmm.
That is not. I mean, do I agree with everything you all do? Probably not. I mean, we
are there any two
before,
people on
no.
the face of the earth that agree on everything?
No, that's what I said when I came, before we came out. I was telling Carrie, I said, you know, heaven forbid this world, everybody would think like I think, for goodness sakes. Talk to my wife. She'll tell you, know, she's wondering what the first Raymer was ever like. Bless her heart. She's had to live with one for 43 years. It's changed her in some ways. Not for the better, you know. I mean,
oh, come on.
No. We've had a pretty good run of it. But, you know, Carrie, I thank you. We're in our last 2 or 3 minutes here.
So we're
I
just going to reiterate the meetings
reiterate
again.
What's going on, please.
We need people to show up on Tuesday, August the 20th, and Thursday, August the 22nd, 5:30 p.m. at the school board meeting. It's 2240 South Park Drive in Murfreesboro. Please wear purple. We're trying to show our solidarity. We are not Democrats. We are not Republicans. We are in America. Red and blue make purple. Let's show them that as Americans, we care about our Constitution and about our rights and about our children's rights. So please show up, wear purple, let the board know that they do not get to tell you what your child can read.
How many of you people are on the Rutherford County Library Alliance on this?
Well, we have a 5-person board, and then we have a lot of other people that are involved.
That are involved.
Yep, we've got
Tiffany is one of them. Tiffany.
Tiffany is our president.
Tiffany is right.
Matt Fee is our treasurer.
Okay.
Then we have Jessica is our secretary, and Star is our social media manager.
Okay.
Or coordinate. Oh, I'm horrible with titles. Forgive me, Star.
No,
I'm sorry.
No. We appreciate
you do social
doing
media.
This to all of them. We appreciate all of them, and you know, thank you so much because it is this type of information is important. It is imperative that people know what's going on, and people get involved to some degree. Now, you don't have to be as involved as Carrie and I are. I understand.
Can I get one more?
Yeah, sure you can. Go ahead, please.
I'm sorry. Just I realized we haven't mentioned the books that they want to restrict access to information
to. Oh, okay, yes,
please. And some of these are books that are required to take AP courses, so we're also restricting what classes our children can get credit for because, you know, they can't read the books for the class. They're not going to pass the class. There's 7 books. Beloved by Toni Morrison. The Perks of Being a Wallflower by Stephen Chbosky. Wicked by Gregory Maguire. Homecoming. Oh, I am the worst person at pronouncing names. Yeah.
Okay.
Giazzi. I'm so sorry. I pronounced
That's
that wrong.
All right.
Skin and Bones by Sherry Shahan. Queen of Shadows and Tower of Dawn by Sarah J. Maas. So
there's about 6 of them, right?
There are 7 books. And I know for sure that Beloved is an AP required book. I'm not sure about the others. People seem to be most upset about Wicked. But there's... Okay. These aren't, like, we are not talking about pornography, people. We are not talking about that.
Not at
all. Or anything close to it.
Carrie Lambert's been our guest. She's been good enough to come up here on a Sunday night and be with us. Thank you all for listening. We thank you for your calls. Jackson, thank you once again. And until next Sunday night, I'm Ed Raymer for the Heavenly Raymer Show, and I'll catch you down the road. Good night.